back on the Evolve Your Brand podcast. I'm in a creative mode right now, and I'm looking to collaborate with more conscious entrepreneurs. So if you listen to this episode, you enjoy what we talk about, and you want to connect with myself or Kylie, or even collaborate, feel free to reach out. What we're going to be talking about today is how Kylie, the first person that I ever had on my podcast, we actually met on a train in Israel, funny enough, in under 2 years was able to create a business that she loves, that she's passionate about, and that financially was able to support herself and many other people. And she launched a $250,000 offer this year.
Welcome back to the Dave Gold Evolve podcast, where industry leaders in the spiritual dating and business world help you truly evolve your life. Now, welcome to your host, Dave Gold.
I'm impressed with all that you've done, and it's a pleasure to have you here today.
Thank you so much. We've come a long way since we met on that train in Tel Aviv.
Come a long way. Absolutely. I'm on a mountain in Colombia, and you are?
Wow. I am in South Florida, very hot and beautiful South Florida.
Beautiful. It's a little bit cold up on the mountain and it rains every day. Yesterday it was hailing. There's also just something special about resetting the nervous system, getting back into nature. Let's jump into it because we're going to be hosting you on Wednesday on the Align Leader Mastermind, which is my conscious business growth community, where we're going to be talking more in depth and more in detail and putting some people on the hot seat who are actually launching their own offer about how you were successful with your launch. And so the first thing that I'd love to know is, what exactly do you do, and what got you into that field?
Yeah. So I work in the birth community, in the birth industry. I don't like using the word industry because that's kind of focused around money, in my opinion. Mm. But I work in the birth community, and I started as a childbirth educator. And I actually, that's how I started my business. So for the entire first year and a half of my business, that I was really starting to rock and roll and make some money, what I was doing is I was educating moms who were about to give birth. But that evolved. I listened to my community and to my audience, and I really just tuned into what they want from me. And it was very clear that there were a lot of other doulas and other childbirth educators in my audience that wanted to learn from me. So that is when I create a new offer, business to business instead of business to consumer. And that is when I took my business from doing $10,000 months to having, you know, $50,000 months. And I had a $250,000 launch when I listened to my audience.
Tell me more about that, because we hear this concept in business that you've got to ask the right questions and do the market research and listen to your audience. So was there someone that helped you to understand how to listen to your audience, or was that something intuitive? And what was the shift from what you were doing before to what enabled you to really understand what your audience was after?
That's a great question. I would say the first person that taught me about this was my very first mentor, Amy Porterfield. And she is known in the online business world as like the online course expert. And so I would say she was the one who originally taught me. And so I did pull my audience, get on consultation calls with them, jump on Zoom with them, maybe about a year and a half, 2 years ago when I first started my online courses for moms. But I hadn't done it again until I was launching this new program. And it's really interesting because I actually don't think what I did was entirely different the first time around and then the second time around with my new offer.
Interesting.
Yeah. I think I was just more fired up about it. I think my offer was killer. It's like, it is worth so much more than the price. And I actually think that's like a huge part of it is over delivering in what you're actually giving people. But in terms of asking them what they wanted, you know, I put up a poll in my stories on Instagram. Mm-hmm. I have like 20,000 followers. And so people tell me what they want in my stories. So I even put up a poll before I even decided what kind of course to make. And I asked them, do you guys want a doula program so you can learn how to be a doula? Or do you want a business program so you can just start an online business? And the majority of people said they wanted a doula program. And I had a hard time deciding between which kind of program to create because business, I have such a love for business that I was almost leaning towards just creating a business program for anyone. Mm-hmm. And we chatted a little bit about this earlier, but my mentor was like, you need to listen to your audience. If they're telling you that they want a doula program, and if you think you can make money creating a doula program, go do that. Do it once, make the money. And if you don't want to do it again, now at least you have money to turn around and create this business course you want to create. Mm-hmm. Well, in the process, I completely fell in love with it. So not only do I love the program, I sold out. I got 150 students, each paying $2,000. And I'm running the exact same program again because I fell in love with it. So that initial push of listening to my audience, even when I wasn't really sure, really, really paid off.
There is so much to learn just from that response right there. But something that stood out to me was, it wasn't that your offer was all that different or your messaging, but there was something about you and how you showed up and your energy and your enthusiasm the second time around that was a strong contributing factor to you being super successful in the launch. And I really resonate with that because when I started my online coaching journey, like maybe just a little bit before you, there was a lot of uncertainty. Unclarity. I wasn't sure the type of person that I really like to work with. I didn't have that experience, that reference experience. And, you know, it's been maybe even more volatile than you. I'm not really sure what you've experienced, but I've gone through a lot of ups and downs. But with those ups and downs, I've gotten to the point where I've really started to understand how I want to show up and who I want to work with. And when I bring that type of energy, the right people get attracted to it. And for them, it becomes a no-brainer. It becomes a, hell yes, I'm all in. Let's go do this. And it sounds like you had a lot of people that just, they didn't even have to think about it. They said, take my money. I want to work with you. Help me. Let me learn from you. And sure enough, it became a win-win relationship. And I don't know if you see it because it is a matter of the lens that we put on, but maybe I need to unfriend or unfollow some people. I see a lot of negativity online, a lot of people who are very jaded by the online coaching space and who feel like they're struggling with their launch or they're not getting the results that they want. And so it's such a pleasure to have you on here to provide this uplifting, positive, empowering message that you can create light in the coaching space. You can create an offer that is affordable for people, over-deliver, and still feel like you are valued for your time. And I think that's so beautiful. Now, you told me you were going to launch again in a week. So are you going with the doula offer or the business offer and why?
Yeah, I am actually launching the exact same offer that I launched earlier this year. So I started my program in June this year. Mm-hmm. It is now the end of July. I am doing a pre-sale for my next course, same exact program. It just starts in December. And I am running the exact same program really as an experiment because it worked so, so, so well. but we don't have enough touch points yet. So I don't have enough touch points to understand why the launch worked well. Mm. It, of course, it worked well because there was a lot of effort and I wrote awesome copy and had an awesome sales page and offer and the webinar.
And good energy.
Yeah.
Enthusiasm.
100%. Exactly. So we just got to do it again and see how it works. But you know, what's interesting is my last launch, I did a pre-sale. And this is one of the things that I think everybody should do, because I don't think you should create an offer until people are actually like invested in that offer. So I did a pre-sale earlier this year and I passed my entire goal for the entire launch just with a 5-day pre-sale. I sent 6 emails and my goal was to sell 65 seats in the entire launch. And in that pre-sale, I sold 69 seats. So I had to raise my goals. I had to like double my goals. But you know, maybe that energy going into the launch, going into the real part of the launch where I'm doing live webinars and it's like full price and it's go time, I already hit my goal. Like I was so good. I wasn't anxious or like wanting to be somewhere else. And so I think that energy carried me through that entire launch. And that energy is still here for this one. So it's a lot of fun.
I think there's an expression, if it ain't broke, don't fix it. So it sounds like you are following that path where you found something that works and you're going to try it again. And I'm really looking forward to hearing how it goes. We're going to be doing a mastermind call on Wednesday, and we're going to be talking a little bit more in depth. But for someone that is listening right now, is there any advice that you would give a young coach or consultant that is starting out and thinking about launching their offer besides just doing a pre-sale? Are there any principles or concepts that you've really resonated with or learned from your mentors or decided to teach others that you would like to share with the audience today?
Yeah, I think the hype that lifts a launch up and gives it the energy and the steam that it needs to really get out there and get people excited, I think that starts way before the launch actually happens. So I think that starts in your communities. I would say my community is just Instagram. So my Instagram DMs, my Instagram comments, there are the same people showing up every single day. And creating those kinds of people in your community, the people who are now going to go tell everyone in the world about you because they love you and you're showing up for them also. So you love them and they love you. I think that's like the foundation of a successful online business, is having that personal connection. And that's something that if someone is just starting, they can actually do better than I can do, because I have too much admin to do.
I was just going to say that to you, because if you're just starting out, you're anxious to get on calls with people and to practice creating connections and doing sales calls or mock sales calls. And you'd coach people for free. Even many people will coach people for free or for very little money when they're getting started. But you now have a lot of things that are going on. So how do you facilitate community and building your community and keeping the community strong when you've got so many other things going on?
Can I tell you that my community keeps itself strong for me now? So I don't even have to show up.
How's that?
I don't even have to show up anymore. I have the people who are so involved in my vision and my message, which is a little bit out there. It's a little bit divisive. I am a huge, my number one value is autonomy. So pretty much like, don't tell me what to do. Don't touch me. Like, let me live my life. I'm going to make my own mistakes. And that is pretty divisive in the online world. And so I think having a message that makes people feel really fired up, was that gasoline on the fire for my community. And now I can step away and they're just, it's just thriving by itself.
So when you say it's thriving, do you mean like they're going off and telling their friends and they're promoting you and they're sending you testimonials without you even asking for it? And they're commenting on your posts and actually like really insightful comments. And they're creating that kind of authentic, vulnerable, powerful energy and content and word of mouth that enables you to just sit back and step into your zone of genius, which is creator, okay, and facilitator, and everyone else is basically helping you to expand your message to the world. It's kind of like, you know, we talk about Bentinho Massaro or Sadhguru or some of these other spiritual teachers, and we talk about them, you know, and we spread their message for them in a way. Very interesting stuff. Guys, we're going to have to wrap up right now. Go and follow Kylie Banks, The Autonomy Mommy, on Instagram. I've got it right. The Autonomy Mommy. And if you want to be a part of our mastermind call on Wednesday, and you're not currently a part of the mastermind, it's just a small donation. The call is going to be at 12 p.m. EST or 5 p.m. London time. So you can check your time zone. And Kylie, it's always a pleasure to talk to you. And we look forward to seeing you on the mastermind on Wednesday.
I can't wait. Thank you so much.
Okay. Thank you so much, Kylie. See you soon.